הדת הדרוזית היא דת שמאחדת את כל הדתות שבעולם וקוראים להם המואחדון. המואחדון זה המאחדים. התמצית של הדתות נמצאת בדת הדרוזית.
Welcome, peaceful viewers, to a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. On this edition, we travel to the lands of Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, and Israel to meet devout practitioners of the Al Muwahhidun Al Duruz faith. The origin of the religion, which has been in existence for over 1,000 years, can be traced back to Egypt. In the early 1900s, Mr. Philip K. Heaty wrote The Origins of the Druze People and Religion, introducing Al Muwahhidun Al Duruz to the English-speaking world for the first time. Today we have the honor of speaking with Dr. K. Sfiro, professor in the Department of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Haifa in Israel, who shares his wealth of information about the history and belief system of the people of the Al Muwahhidun Al Duruz faith.
The Druze found at the beginning of the 11th century, between 1017 to 1043, that means from this span of time, the Druze propagated their doctrine among the Ismailis, who are Islamic Shiites, and most of the adherents of this new religion were Ismailis before they became Druze. And the name Druze is not a Druze, it's from the outsiders. The Druze called them Muwahhidun, that means Unitarians or Monotheists. And they propagated this religion in Greater Syria, in the Mount of Lebanon, in the area of Hermon, in the Galilee, and in the area of Damascus, in the area of Beirut, and in the north of Syria today.
The Muwahhidun respect all religions of the world, including the ancient prophets and sages, and influential people such as Egyptian Akhenaten, the Greek philosophers Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, and Alexander the Great. Believed to be a development of the religious group Ismailia, a major branch of the Shia of Islam, Al Muwahhidun Al Duruz incorporated elements of Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Sufism as a part of the religion's belief system.
The Druze doctrine is an offshoot of the Ismaili doctrine. What's mean Ismaili? The Ismailis were influenced by philosophy, notably the Greek philosophy, New Platonic philosophy, and from Asian philosophies, from India and other philosophies. And they also were Muslims, and therefore they believe in the Quran. The Druze took this inheritance, this tradition from the Ismailis, and developed their belief. And they became independent from the Ismailis during this period of 1017 to 1043.
Being influenced by Zoroastrianism, Manichaeism, and Sufism, the religious creed of the Muwahhidun in the 11th century was considered very liberal in its time.
The Druze believe in one God, but there are two forms. One form is called the human form, and the second is the essence of divinity. Some researchers said this theophany. Theophany, that means God manifests himself in a human body. But the Druze stress in their epistles, the epistles of wisdom, this is the Druze canon, that man cannot conceive God because we are limited in our comprehension. We are limited in our mind to understand God. Therefore, God is eternal, without beginning, without end, without spirit, without body. We cannot give him a name, or even we cannot attribute to him anything. Therefore, if we want to define God, we cannot define it by our words. Therefore, God, in order to be close to the humankind, God manifests himself by human form. This is one of the beliefs of the Druze. The second belief is very important, that the revelation of the religion, like Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, can be understood literally, not by esoteric interpretation. The Druze make esoteric interpretation to these texts notably the Quran. They believe in the Quran, but they have their interpretation, which different from other religion in the Middle East. Therefore, they use philosophy to understand the text, and use Neoplatonic philosophy and so-called Gnostic tradition to understand the text. The third principle is the transmigration of soul. The Druze believe in transmigration of soul. That means there is no death per se. There is no death. The soul exists all the time, but it takes a new form of a human body. This transmigration of soul is very important because at the end of the so-called human era, when the people reach the last judgment, God will assess and reassess the soul by all the transmigration of soul. That means sometimes the man or the woman would be rich, sometimes poor, sometimes ill, sometimes with health, and therefore there are many experiences. And then in the last judgment, God punish the people who should be punished, and reward the people who should be rewarded.
The Muwahhidun also have a strict code of ethics that has been transmitted over 10 centuries from the Urkal to the Juhal.
שכל התמצית של הדתות נמצאת בדת הדרוזית ועל הרבה חוקים שכתובים בעדה הדרוזית על איסור של מעשים מגונים להיות בלב טהור להתבלל לאל אחד
The Druze believe seven principles of Unitarianism. The first is the truthfulness, to say the truth every time. This is one principle. The second principle was so-called the mutual aid, to aid the group in every disaster. Therefore, the Druze have a very good solidarity because they have a commandment about this mutuality, to aid your friend, your Druze friend, every time. And other commandments that deal with the belief in God, to follow the Unitarianism of the Druze according to the Druze epistles or the Druze canon. This principle is very important.
Since the inception of Al Muwahhidun Al Druze, the Muwahhidun have always advocated equal rights for women, both in the secular as well as spiritual spheres. Women of the Al Muwahhidun Al Druze faith generally are well educated. According to Dr. Naim Aridi, lecturer at Gordon College and the College for Arab Teachers in Haifa, Druze women can attain positions of religious significance, and some have indeed achieved high rank.
Men and women are equal, without distinction between the two, in marriage and divorce, inheritance and everything. The daughters and sons have the same rights in the family. Not only the brain, but to behave as a Druze, to behave as a Unitarian.
Traditionally, the Muwahhidun are farmers subsisting for the most part on vegetables.
Most of the time they eat vegetables. They prefer to eat vegetables, and some people now follow the vegetarian instruction. For example, the leader of the Druze community in Lebanon, Kamal Jumblat, he was vegetarian and he tried to introduce vegetarianism to the Druze initiated people. And he succeeded in some areas. I think there are now followers of Kamal Jumblat in Lebanon and in Syria who became vegetarians. He visited several times India. Influenced by the Asian culture, and he found similarity between the Druze and some communities in India, and he influenced by the vegetarian communities, and he followed vegetarianism.
To preserve the purity of their religion, the Muwahhidun keep their teaching secret. Only the Urkal, or enlightened ones, have access to the scriptures, especially the Epistles of Wisdom and Muwahhidun Al Druze's canon. Furthermore, no new members have been accepted into their faith since 1043, over 9 centuries ago. Emigrating from Egypt to Lebanon, the Muwahhidun now live in other places such as Syria, Israel, Australia, the United States, and Europe, with approximately 2 million worldwide.
Our religious men and women all the time speak about peace, about good life, and we think about how to be peace in all the world. We are coming to this world all the time to love one the other, that all the men and women in all the world, they are friends. We believe that the world can have a capacity for all us. Our vision for the Druze community, that the Druze community can be one day the ambassador of the peace for all the world, to ask all the communities at the world good life and good communication, and the countries to think about the positive things, not the negative things, like the war and the nuclear and all things, and change that to help for the poor community.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. K. Sphero, for sharing your knowledge on the uplifting principles of the El Muwahidun and the Druze faith. May the God-loving adherents continue to promote messages of universal love and peace within our world with manifold blessings. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us today on a journey through aesthetic realms. Our noble lineage is coming up next, right here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you abundant grace from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.